Today's daf Maseches Ksubos, daf Pei Aleph. At the beginning of our daf today, we have a fundamental machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, a dispute on a principle which is found throughout Shas, throughout the Gemara, and this is the idea that a contract between two parties, let's say a lender and a borrower, in the case of a ketubah, a husband and a wife, a marriage document, on a conceptual level, how do we view the wife's right to the ketubah payment money? Is the lender considered more the owner, the holder, the muchzak, since that person is going to collect their loan back in the future when it's returned, so it's quote unquote his, or in the case of the wife, it's going to be hers. As Beis Shammai says, shtara omed lagavos kegavui dami, shtara, which means that a contract, a document that is going to be collected in the future, is considered as if it's already collected in the present. Well, Beis Hillel hold, and they say, shtar ha'omed ligavos eino kegavu dami, a document that's used to collect in the future when it's going to be collected, it's not considered as if it's collected already in the present. And therefore, maybe right now, that money is in the possession of the borrower, or is it? In the context of the ketubah, the marriage document, we are looking at whether the wife, who will collect her ketubah payment in the future, is, quote-unquote, as if she's already collected it according to Beis Shammai. This is the fundamental question, then. Who is in possession of the money? The reason why this matters is because in any dispute between the parties, whoever is the mochzak, whoever is the one who is the holder, the owner of that money, will be the owner, will be considered the actual owner, the winner, so to speak, of the money that's in dispute. The Daf Digest quotes from Rabbi Avadi Yosef in Yabio Omer Chelek Gimel Choshen Mishpat Siman Gimel, quoting from the Panim B'Mishpat, that the borrower is considered the mochzak, the one who is holding the money right now, is the one who is considered sort of the owner of the money. Even though he's going to pay it back, it becomes his property the moment that he becomes the borrower. So in a dispute, it will be hamotzi mechavero lavaraya. The burden of proof is going to be on the lender. Rabbi disagrees based on the Sheol of Chivas Rashba, where there's a question about a husband who claims that his wife has a marriage document, of course. She has waived her right to financial support, a topic we've discussed in the past. So Yad Baal Hashtar al Tachtona concept, that means that the owner, the one who has the document, actually has the lower hand. She has to fight now for the money. Rashba disputed this, arguing that actually the husband is the contract owner. He hasn't paid out yet. He's just saying his wife waived her rights. Therefore, the burden of proof is on him. Said Rav Avadia, we hold like Beis Hillel that the money is not considered already collected, both by the marriage document, by the ketubah, and any loan document. The money stands to be collected in the future. We find a deep insight from the Pnei Menachem of Gur, one of the great Ger Rebbes, in his Sefer Pnei Shabbos, that everything in the world is made up of Chomer and Tzura, what we'll define here as form and spirit. In other words, the ruach that's in something from the onlooker, the form takes up the space and is how we see it. The higher way to look at something is to see its purpose, its ruach, its tzura as its defining feature. So for Beis Shammai, the focus was on the tzura. They see a document as already considered to be collected for what it will function as in the future. Whereas Beis Hillel maybe agrees in principle with Beis Shammai, but it's not how the world operates. We can't ask people to operate today based on what will happen in the future. We need to find lines. All this is true in the current state of exile, the current state of Galut, where the Chomer is Tofes Makom, that's what carries the day. But in the future, the Halacha we are taught by the Zohar and the Sfarim HaKadoshim, that the Halacha is going to follow Beis Shammai. The world will be able to see everything for the potential that's inside. We can all therefore live our lives a bit more with this perspective of seeing the potential and trying to strive toward it.